Today's daf is a daf chaf. Today is one of the most difficult dafim in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's not that hard, but just the moon and the movement of the moon and the sun, and it gets tricky. That's the end. So we could go through a nice in the first amud. So we got to the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis. The last five lines, we were talking about whether or not Adar is going to be Malay or Chaser, you know, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. So Gemara says, last five lines of Yud Tes Amud Beis, that Shalachu Le the Mar Ukva. They sent to Mar Ukva, Adar hasamach leNisan liOlam Chaser. The Adar that precedes Nisan is always going to be Chaser. Will always be a 29-day month. So asks the Gemara, Meisi Rav Nachman Al Shnei. We have the Mishnah from a couple days ago. Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalalin Es Shabbos Al HaNisan Val Tishrei. Two of the months that were Mechal Es Shabbos to ensure that the Edim get there. If you look at Rashi, this is different. Actually, not the Mishnah we saw the other day. The mission the other day was when the Shluchim knew that when the Kishah Chodesh was to send out to everyone else. Here is referring to when the Edom are coming to Bezdin, their Mechal Shabbos to come to Bezdin to make sure that they make the Rosh Chodesh the right time. Look what Rashi writes here. Rashi writes, Mechal and Shabbos, Edom Sheroes Alavana B'chidusha. You have two Edom who saw the new moon. Mechal and Shabbos Latzeis Chutz L'Tchum. They're allowed to leave the Tchum, Lava L'Bezdin L'Ha'i L'Frem, to testify that we saw the new moon. L'fisha Mo'adim Kulan Tulin B'shnei Chadashim Halala. Because Tishrei Nisan, all the Yom Tovim depend on them. Because Akadaitech, the Havamina, he is, Chilula Deshari Rachmana Mishum Dekvias Yarcha L'Fi Rias L'Vanahu. Because they saw the new moon, the Mechal and Shabbos to tell Bezdin. Im Malay, Malay im chaser chaser. So now the question is, if it's true that the Liolam Chaser, that Adar is always 29 days, and it means the next day is Rosh Chodesh, why do you need Edom to tell us when the new moon is? Everyone knows it's the 30th day, right after Adar Rishon, after Rosh Chodesh Adar. So that's what the Gemara asks, Iyamris, if it's really true. Bishon Manim, Malay Zmanim Chaser. If sometimes the Adar is full, and sometimes it's Chaser, sometimes it's 30 days, sometimes it's 29 days, Mishum Hachi Mechalin, that makes sense why the Mechal is a Shabbos, to make sure they make Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the right day. Ella, says the Gemara in Daf Chaf. Ella I Amris Li Olam Chaser. If we say that Adar is always 29 days, am I Mechalin? Why do you have to be Mechal Shabbos? Everyone knows that the 30th day will be Aleph Nisan. There's no need to be Mechal Shabbos to send the Edom out. So the Gemara says, Mishum De Mitzvah L'Kadesh Al Hariha. There's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa, just like there's a mitzvah to shake the lulav, and there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, the mitzvah to wear tefillin. There's also a mitzvah, the kaddish aharia, the kaddish when you've seen the new moon, even if it means being mechal Shabbos, going outside the tchum, there's a mitzvah to do so. It's not because they don't know when it is. They know exactly when the day is. They know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the 30th day of Adar. They know that much. But still, nonetheless, there's a mitzvah to have the Edom testify in Bezdin. Look at Rashi. It says two lines down, al hariya al pi Edom. When you see the new moon, you have to go ahead and testify and sanctify based on the Edom. That's why. So now the Gemara has an ikadamia. Amar Rav Nachman af ananami tanina. We also learn in the Mishnah. Al shei chadashim mechalas haShabbos. Al hanisan v'al haTishrei. That we're mechalas haShabbos, that the Edom saw the new moon, they could go outside the Tchum Shabbos to testify both in Nisan and Tishrei. Now, Iyamis, if you're going to say Bishma li olam chaser, Mishum Hachai Mechalin Mitzvah Al-Kadesh Al-Riya. If, even though you say that, let's say you assume that Adar is always 29 days, there's still a mitzvah to Mechal Shabbos because you have to have a mitzvah of Kadesh Al-Riya. That much makes sense. Ela'i Amris Zimnan Mali, Zimnan Chaser. If you assume that the month of Adar sometimes could be Chaser, 29 days, sometimes it could be Mali, 30 days, Amai Mechalin, why do you have to Mechal Shabbos? Ne'abri Ha'inna V'niktishe L'machar. So let's understand this for a second. That if you assume the mitzvah is Mekadesh Al-Hariya, we have to know exactly when is the date, when is the calendar date, when is the scientifically the new moon is. But if you assume it's sometimes Chaser, sometimes Mali, it doesn't depend on actual reality. It depends on Bezdin's decision. It's not on Ri'iyah. Bezdin could decide. So why Bezdin should say, why Mechal Shabbos on the 30th day of Adar, let it just be an Ibur Chodesh, let it just pass, I'll make Rosh Chodesh Sunday, and this way now Mechal Shabbos. Look at Rashi writes here. Rashi writes two narrow lines down here. Ela'i Amris Zimnin Malay Zimnin Chaser Michti Bebezin Talia. Depends on Bezin. Doesn't depend on reality anymore. Depends on what Bezin decides. So Amai says the next Rashi. Amai Mechalilinan. Why Mechal Shabbos? Litokne Bezin Shiamtinu Adyom Shloshim V'Yechad. Let Bezin say, you know what? We're going to add a day in order to avoid Chil Shabbos and make Sunday Rosh Chodesh the 31st day of Adar, which means it's the Al of Nisan. Shiloh lechalas a Shabbos to avoid a Chil Shabbos. V'yelchu v'yedu l'machar v'kadshu al hapim and let them testify tomorrow that they saw the new moon. Why not do that? So the Gemara says, idakle yom shloshim b'shabbos hachanami. You're right. If the 30th day falls out on Shabbos, so then they could say, let's make tomorrow, the 31st day, day one of the next month. You're right. But hacha b'mayaskin, and the case here is, d'ikle yom shloshim v'echad b'shabbos, where the 31st day fell on Shabbos, which means you cannot have a 31-day month. The 31st day of Adarisha means it's really Aleph Nisan, and there's no pushing off until tomorrow, and since there's no pushing off until tomorrow, there's a mitzvah l'kadesh al-hariyah, there's a mitzvah to mekadesh on the right time. That's the concept. So again, if it depends on Mali Chaser, you can play around the dates, depending when it is. But if it's always Chaser, there's no playing around. You can't push off a day. The only option is day 30 must be Aleph Nisan. So that's why the first case, you can Mechal Sa Shabbos. But the second scenario is, it's only a situation where day 31st, 31, falls on Shabbos, where there's no room anymore to push it off. So then the Gemara asks another question. Meisi Rav Kana, Kishim Mikdash Kaim Mechalin Af Al Kulam Mipnei Takanas Har Karban. So the Mishnah says that in the Zman HaMikdash, where you have to bring a carbon musaf on every single Rosh Chodesh, so then the Eidim could testify and should testify, even if it means the Mechal is the Shabbos, to go say that they saw the new Levana, the Mechal of the Shabbos in every month because of carbon musaf. So asks the Gemara, Midakulu lav mishum de mitzvah l'kadesh al-hariyah, from the fact that the other months are not because of mitzvah l'kadesh al-hariyah, rather it's because of having to bring a carbon, not because it's a mitzvah to say I saw the new moon. So it must be, if the other months are not because of mitzvah l'kadesh al-hariyah, Nisan v'tishrei nami lav mishum de mitzvah l'kadesh al-hariyah. Must be Nisan and Tishrei are not because of a mitzvah to mekadesh when you saw the new moon. So now we've just neutralized that idea, because otherwise you should always have to be Mechal Sa Shabbos on every single month of the year, even if there's no base of Mikdash. So it must be, it's not the Kadesh Al Riyah, is not a relevant factor. So what's a relevant factor? So then, Iyamris Bishma Zimnin Male, Zimnin Chaser, Mishim Hachi Mechalim. So now, Bizman Hazeh, where there's no base of Mikdash, so there's no issue of Karbanos, so the only 2 months that were Mechal Shabbos is because of Nisan and Tishrei. It's no longer for the reason of Mekadesh Al-Hariyah, Mitzvah L'Kadesh Al-Hariyah, because that the Mishnah wasn't concerned with. So why Mechal Sa Shabbos? Because if it's a Malei Chaser month, oh, I get it. You have to know when exactly Adar Rishon ends, Adar ends, to know when Nisan is. That makes sense. Mechal Sa Shabbos, to know when the Pesach is. Ele'iyamis, if you say that Li'olam Chaser, but if you say Adar is always 29 days, always Chaser, so am I Mechalin? There's no reason to Mechal Sa Shabbos. You know when Alf Nisan is, and there's no mitzvah kadesh al-riyah because the Mishnah doesn't address that as a factor. There's no reason to Mechal Sa Shabbos, so therefore our Mishnah is a tiyufta to what we said on the previous daf of Marukva, that Adar is Olam Chaser, it can't be Olam Chaser, therefore it's sometimes Malay and sometimes Chaser. I told you this is not easy. Last line, the last narrow line of the Amud here. Gemara says at one time, this is a little bit easier now, Kiyasa Ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael, he reported that Amar Avrua Elul. They made Elul a 30-day month. As opposed to a 29-day month, they made it into a 30-day month. They added an extra day. And Amar Ula, Ula told everyone in Bavel, Yadei Chavran Bivlai, my friends in Bavel, you should know, my Tivusa Avdinan Badayu, look at the good tova, the nice deed, the favor that Eretz Yisrael did for you by adding an extra day that did you the big tova. My Tivusa, what was the tova? So this way you saw Rashi addressed yesterday's daf, but here the Gemara explains, Ula Amar Mishim Yarka, because of the vegetables. What do you mean because of the vegetables? So Rashi writes here, halfway down the Rashi, Mishim Yirka, Lehafrid Shabbos V'yamtiv Zemizeh. So that it should not be a 2-day Yamtiv, Shabbos and Yamtiv on Sunday. They separated it, they added a day to push Yamtiv until Monday. Why is that good for the vegetables? Kedei Shelo Yachmushu Yirakos HaNechalos Kishen Chayin B'Shabbos Shachar Yamtiv. So that you shouldn't ruin the vegetables, because they didn't have refrigeration back then. So they had to pick the vegetables Friday. So they had it good for Shabbos, but the time Sunday rolls around, it's already bad. So therefore, by separating a day, they're able to pick fresh vegetables on Sunday for the Yomtiv of Monday. So that was the Tova they did. That was the understanding of Ula. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amar Mishim Masri, because of a mace. What do you mean because of a mace? So Rashi explains here, if it's a Shabbos Sunday, that means if someone dies on Shabbos Friday night, you can't bury them until Sunday night, Monday morning. That's 2 days. It could be terrible for the mace. It decomposes. So they broke up the days of a Shabbos, Yom Tov is Monday. This way, Sunday, one could bury a mace who died on Shabbos. So that's the two different reasons. Those are two different reasons why they added an extra day. So my benai, what's the nafkamina? Ike benayu, yom ha-kippurim shechal lios achar Shabbos. Yom Kippur is a Sunday, so then that's an afkamina. Why? Man damar mishim masya mavrin. if Yom Kippur falls down on Sunday, they should add an extra day. So for the purpose of a mace, so if someone dies on Shabbos, they could bury them on Sunday because Yom Kippur is not until Monday. But if it's because of the vegetables, uman da'amar mishum yirka, leimas kabaylu la'orsa. When do they need to eat? They can't eat on Sunday. It's Yom Kippur. There's no need to save vegetables from Friday to Sunday. When do they eat? Sunday night, Matzah Yom Kippur. But Sunday night, they could go out, la'orsa that night, tarach umaisi, go out to the fields and pick fresh vegetables. But there's no need to eat on Sunday. So Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. Mishum masya, you would push off a day. But mishum yirka, you would not push off a day. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. Leman damar mishum yirka, those who have a concern of the vegetables going bad by the day two, Yom Tov Sheni, if you will. So then, labre mishum masya, shouldn't they also be concerned of someone dying on Shabbos? So even though vegetables might not be a relevant factor when Yom Kippur Sunday, but mishum masya is still a relevant factor. If someone dies on Shabbos, that should be enough of a reason to push off Yom Kippur another day. Ela'ika b'aynayu, the nafkamina is Yom Tov HaSamech l'Shabbos, bein milfaneh, bein l'acharet. When Yom Tov is either on a Friday, or Yom Tov is a Shabbos, or on a Sunday rather. When there's a 2-day Yom Tov, why? What's that? Man d'amar mishum yirka, the one who holds because of a vegetable, ma'avrinam, because you have 2 days you're going to eat, and it means you can't cut or pick fresh fruit for the second day. But man d'amar mishum masya, efshirba mame. But if it's because of someone who dies, on Yom Tov, based on the Gemara Beitza, you're allowed to have a non-Jew work and do the kavura for you. Rashi quotes that Gemara, last 5 lines of Rashi. Efshirba mame, d'amar mar b'beitza davev. Mace b'yamtif rishon yisasku bo amamim. The non-Jews can do the kura. That's not a concern. Shabbos goy can't do the kura, but yamtif a person can do the kura. So a person, let's say yamtif is Friday. So if someone dies on Friday, the goy will bury. And a person dies on Shabbos, so the next day Sunday, which is only 1 day's wait, you could bury. Same thing. If yamtif is on Sunday, so if someone dies on Shabbos, the next day Sunday, the goyim could bury them. So that would be allowed if it's mishum masya. But mishum yirka, there's no heter, and therefore it would be a concern. You should push off if Yom Tov is on Friday or Sunday, according to mishum yirka. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, but the man damar mishum masya, the one who's only concerned of one dying, labre mishum yirka, shouldn't he be concerned of the vegetables as well? 2 days in a row without picking fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. The Gemara says, Efshir b'chamami. What's Efshir b'chamami? So Rashi says, if you soak them in hot water, they actually go back to its freshness. There's an etza to put them back, the vegetables, soak them in warm water, that freshness returns. So yachi, that's the case. Maishna lididan, afilu lididu. So if that's the case, so if that's really a concern, so their own real concern is only because of the mace then. So then, so why is it only because of a tova for us in Bavel? Shouldn't Eretz Yisrael also be happy with this tova? Why do Ula say, what a big tova they did for you for Bavel? Because, you have 2 days now, and if someone dies, you have an extra day in between. Eretz Yisrael has the same concern. So the Gemara says, Maishna lididan, why only for us is it a tova? Afilu lididu, even for them in Eretz Yisrael, nami. So the Gemara says, lididan, for us in Bavel, chavalon alma, the world, the area we live in, Bavel, is very hot. There's not enough air there, and therefore things decompose and things get worse. Lidetu in Eretz Yisrael there, lo chavo lo alma. Rashi explains. Rashi says here, last 2 narrow lines, lididan, for us in Bavel, chavo lon alma. Anu bnei Bavel, we who live in Bavel, cham lanu ha'olam v'yesh lanu hevel. It's very hot here, and there's a lot of hevel, and there's heat. And lefisha Bavel amukahi was very deep. It wasn't the mountains and valleys where air and wind came through. There's no air, no wind. In Eretz Yisrael, where there is nice air and movement and wind, the mace wouldn't decompose quickly, the vegetables wouldn't go bad, so they were able to handle to the Yom Tov. But in Bavel, where it was very hot and it was humid or whatever else was in the air, it would actually be pretty bad. So they did a tova for Bnei Bavel to add an extra day in Elul to separate either Yom Kippur or Yom Tov from the Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, Eini, around 8 wide lines down. Aini, is this really true? Is what really true? We just said that they would add a day in the month, Ma'aber, as a chodesh for a certain purpose. We're about to see. The only time they add days is adding an entire month. They Ma'aber the Shana for the Tzorach, to make the Pesach and the spring align with each other. But never do we have a case where they added 1 day for a Tzorach. That's a different thing. There's Ibur Shana and there's Ibur Chodesh. Ibur Shana is the Tzorach. But where do you find Ibra Chodesh? Ibra, to add a day, a 30-day, would be for a certain Tzorach? So that's the challenge of the Gemara. Eini, is that really true? We add on a day for a certain Tzorach? V'ha'tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Yochel k'shem sh'ma'abrin is ha'shana l'tzorach One might have thought, just like you could add an entire month on a year, you could do Ibr Shana for needs, such as lining up the Moadim with the seasons. One might have thought you could also be Ma'abr a Chodesh for Tzarech, add another day, the 30th day, for a certain Tzarech. Tamilomer, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim, this is the month, this is the Rosh Chodesh of the month, meaning what? Kizeh Rav HaKodesh. If you see a new moon, make it Kodesh. Meaning you can't decide whether there's a need or not. It's not up to me or Bezdin. It's up to when is there a new moon. It's not a decision you can make. So you can't add a day because there's a Tzorech in Bavel, because of a Mesa or a Yerek. So what's Pshat? So Amar Rav, Rav says, Lo Kasha, it's not a concern. Kan La Abro, Kan La Kasha. One is referring to adding a day. Adding a day you're allowed to for a Tzorech. La Kasha mean is to make day 30 a Rosh Chodesh, meaning a 29-day month, and the next day, that's called Kiddush. A 30-day month, an extra day, and then Rosh Chodesh, that's called Ibur. Ibur is adding a day, Kiddush is not adding a day. So that's the difference. What's the difference? V'achi kamar. Yochel, one might have thought, k'shem sh'ma'abrin es ha'shana v'es ha'chodesh l'tzarech, we change that, very clear. You add on a month for the year, or you can even add on a day to a month, that's both allowed. Ibur is allowed for a tzarech. One might have thought, kach mekadshin es ha'chodesh l'tzarech, you could actually make day 30 of the month as Aleph, make the previous month only 29 days. One might think Kiddush HaChodesh would be allowed even though it wasn't the reality. I mean, even though they didn't see the new moon, they could say, you know what, we're going to ignore that fact and let's just make today Rosh Chodesh because it's a Tzorech. One might think Kiddush HaChodesh works for Tzorech. Tamal Omer, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Kezer Ra V'Kadosh. If you see the moon, you can't, you could be Mekadosh. If you don't see the moon though, you can't be Mekadosh day 30 without seeing the moon. That won't be allowed. That's what he would say. I mean, let's say Edom come and they saw the new moon. Now, we don't actually want to make today day 30 into Rosh Chodesh. We want to make tomorrow into it. But they saw the new moon. So we try to intimidate them in a very strong, aggressive way. So they make a mistake and they contradict each other. So we could throw out their Edus so we could wait until another day to make the Kiddush HaChodesh. That would be allowed. Again, two Edom come, true Edom, they're Edomis, they come, but we know today won't be good for Bavel, because Yom Tov means it's going to be a Sunday. So we try to really intimidate them, and we're very, very strong and aggressive, hoping they'll make a contradiction, and then push off the next day. That's allowed. But the opposite way, but let's say Edom come, and they're not real, they're Edom Sheker. We will not intimidate them to tell the truth in order to make today Rosh Chodesh, day 30 Rosh Chodesh, that much we can't do. That's called Kiddush HaChodesh. That you can't do, because that's not true. Look what Rashi says, Gemara says again. D'amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, ma'aminin ala edim. We intimidate the edim ala chodesh shenir. If they saw the new moon, we intimidate them, bismano labro, in order that we should add a day. That much we could do. We could throw out their edis if we can, to push off a day, an extra day of the month. But v'ein ma'amin ala edim ala chodesh shelo niro. But we cannot intimidate edim who did not see the moon to convince them, bismano lakadra, that they saw the moon. That much we can't do. So that's what it means here, that again, you can add a day of the month for Tzorech, but you can't remove a day of the month for the Tzorech. You can't say, oh, you know, we really need the day now, let's make day 30 into Alpha of the next month. That much you can't do unless you actually see Edom. So now the Gemara says, Edom, is this really true? I told you this is a very tricky daf. Is this really true? Rabbi Huda Nisiya, the Rabbi. Rabbi Huda Nisiya sent to Rabbi Ami, Havu Yodim, Sheko Yamav Shal Rabbi Yochanan. You should know that in the entire life of Rabbi Yochanan, Hayom alam denu ma'aminin ala edim ala chodesh shlo nira bizmano lekadsho afapi shlo ra'u. Rabbi Yochanan would actually intimidate the edim on the new moon that actually wasn't seen, and he convinced people to say that they actually saw it even though they didn't see it. So he actually would allow one to be mekadesh chodesh a day early. So yomu ra'inu, and he would convince them somehow to say that we saw the moon a day early even though they didn't. So Amar Abaye says, lo kashya. When Rabbi Yochanan would do this, it was only by Tishrei Nisan. Meaning, even though it wasn't the reality, it was fake, it was false, because of Nisan and Tishrei, and all the Mo'adim depended on them, then he would actually try to intimidate them to say that they saw the moon, even though they did not actually see the moon. But by all the other months of the year, where no Mo'adim are dependent on them, he would not use such an intimidation factor. If they saw the moon, great. They didn't see the moon, they were not. But we see that he would manipulate the situation even by Kiddush HaChodesh, by Mekadesh a day earlier when it came to Tishrei and Nisan. So now Rava comes along, Rava Amar, Hodetani Rava Bar Shmuel Achem. That concept is really that he says that you're only Ma'abir HaChodesh, but not Mekadesh HaChodesh. That's the opinion of the Acherim only. Why? The Tani, the Brisa says that Acherim Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeres La'Atzeres, Vein Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Rosh Hashanah, El Adal Yomim Bilvav. We saw this earlier in this Masechta, I believe, that the difference of when the Shuas falls out, whichever day of the week it falls out this year, the next year it will be 4 days later in that week. Meaning if it fell on a Sunday this year, next week it's going to be on a Thursday, 4 days later, because we know in the lunar calendar there are 354 days. Divided by 7 is remainder 4. So every single year, whatever day something was the previous year, will be 4 days later in the week than it was the previous year. That's how it works. So again, Ein Bein Atzeres La'Atzeres, Vein Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Rosh Hashanah El Dal Yom Bilvad. That's the difference of the previous year versus this year, 4 days. Then Ha'isa Shana Mubaris, if it's a leap year, where they add an extra month, a 29-day month, so 29 days divided by 7 is a remainder 1, so now push everything off Chamisha, 5 days, so that was a din. What's the relevance of this? So if you look at Rashi, last four lines, Rashi explains here, that which, again, Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, that you're only Ma'aber as a Shana L'Chodesh, Ma'aber as a Chodesh L'Tzarech, but you're not Makadesh the Chodesh L'Tzarech, says the Acherim, Rashi explains, Acherim, that's the opinion of the Acherim only. Acherim hold that every month is very systematic. There's a science to it. It's Mali Chaser. Mali Chaser. Kiseder Molot Halavana. Shemesh Chadeshes Liolam. Besof Chavtes Yamim. Umechsa. Shein Chamishim Tisha She Chadashim. The way things work out scientifically is the full moon is really 29 days and a half, 29 and a half days. So it has to be 29-30. 29-30 in order to everything balance out. So it was not based on what you saw, what you didn't see. It's not based on intimidation, the bezin. It's based on science. 29-30, 29-30. And that was his opinion why you couldn't be Makadish the Chodesh early. But if you don't hold the Bachem, that everything isn't so precise and so exact, then there's wiggle room, there's room to manipulate. That's the one who holds. You actually can be Makadish is a Chodesh even Litzarach. So then the Gemara says, Rav Dimi Minaharda Masi Ibtcha. He thought the opposite. I mean, up until now, we said, Rabbi Shuba Levi taught, you can intimidate the Edim to be Ma'abris HaChodesh, to add an extra day. I mean, they saw today, we don't want today, if today's Rosh Chodesh will be very bad for the Jewish people, so they could intimidate them to push off a day. But what they can't do, according to what we saw earlier, is if they didn't see it today, they can't convince them to say that they did see it. That we said before, that's not allowed. But now we see the complete opposite. In Nehardah, they taught the opposite. That what? Ma'imin al Ha'edim al HaChodesh Shilonira Bismano Lakacho. They would actually intimidate the Edim who didn't see the moon, but they would intimidate them to say that they actually saw it. V'ein ma'minin ala Edim ala Chodesh Shinira Bismano Labru. But they would not intimidate Edim who said they saw it today. They cannot intimidate them to say that they didn't see it and push off tomorrow. It's a complete opposite. Now, what's the reason, my time, and why this makes sense? So Gemara explains on top here, Hai Mechse Kishikra. One looks like it's lying, one looks like it's not lying. Now, one is actual lying, and one's not, but we're concerned more with the appearance of how it looks to people. Look what Rashi explains here. Rashi says, Hai mechse kishikra, kishiniris bizmana, when the moon appears in the right time. So then, ve'ena me'idim, and they don't testify, harbe acherim yesh shero, many people saw it. Meaning, if Reuven and Shimon came to us, and they saw the moon, we can't say, tell me you didn't see it, we're pushing off till tomorrow. Because even though they saw it, there are probably hundreds of other people who saw the moon as well. You think two people saw it between the cracks of a cloud? If two people saw it, Mistama, hundreds of people saw it. So to say that today is not Rosh Chodesh, we'll push it off tomorrow, people are going to say there are funny things going on in Bezdin. They wouldn't trust that. But the opposite, let's say, if two people didn't actually see it, so that means no one really saw it. But we convince these two people that they did see it, so the other people would say, oh, even though I didn't see it, it's possible somebody else did see it, and they won't think there's a whole game going on in the Bezdin, and that's why the opposite would actually make more sense in terms of perception. In the end of the day, it's not true. So we see from these Gemaras, we'll learn later on, the Gemara says, when it comes to being Mekadesh HaChodesh, it does not depend on reality. Bezdin makes a decision. They decide what it's up to, so even though there are some games that are being played here, there's a very fine line being balanced between the reality of the science of the moon and what they want is best for Bezdin. It's a very interesting fusion of Bezdin's abilities to create new things and decide months and Yom Tovim and what exactly science and reality dictates. Either way, we see from here that this is a complete opposite approach, that Mechse Kishikra, we don't want people to think that Bezdin plays games, plays more of a role than the reality of what actually took place with the moon. Now the Gemara says, top line, Chafim Abeis, wow. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Yechilna litkune l'kuli gola. I could fix the entire gola, so I can fix the entire calendar, and you don't need Edim. Get rid of all the Edim. I know how the sun works, how the moon works, how the stars work. I can fix everything. Everything will be perfect. Forget Edim. So that was Shmuel's statement. So Amar le'Abba, Avua, Rabbi Simlai, l'Shmuel. He says to Shmuel, oh yeah, you know everything? Yada mar, Hi Milsa Datanya, do you know the following brisa? Besoda Ibor, Nolad Kolim Chatos or Nolad Acha Chatos? Are you familiar with this topic? Whether the Soda Ibor, which is unclear what that means right now, whether that is before Chatos or after Chatos, do you know this halacha? Amrle lo, I'm not familiar. So Amrle, he says, Midahalo Yada Mar, Ika Mila Acharinsa Diliyada Mar. If you don't know this halacha of this hidden secret of Soda Ibor, whether it's before Chatos or after Chatos, Mistama, there's another halacha you don't know either, and therefore you should not be able to make a calendar, because you have to know every single halacha, every single detail of the Soda Ibor, and therefore he threw out his ability to fix the calendar. So then the Gemara explains, we'll see, what does Soda Ibor mean? Kisalak Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Shalach Lehu, he sent to them, to Bavel, from Eretz Yisrael, Tzarech Shehei Laila V'yom Minachodesh. Minachodesh, Minachodesh. So what does that mean? That the new moon must be in the night and day. Sometimes you have, the way it works in the moon, we'll see more details in a second, you know, the moon, the old moon, it gets very small, and then there's a 24-hour period where you can't see it, and then it gets back up, starts dipping again, it gets a little bit big. So if you have, let's say it's, Sunday night is the possible, the new moon, if you see Sunday night part of the old moon still there, then even though later that day, 24 hours later, you see the new moon, that won't work. Meaning, the entire night of that Rosh Chodesh has to have all of the new moon. If it has any part of the old moon before it switches to the other side, that won't be good. The Laila and Yom must be clear of that Rosh Chodesh of the old moon. But if the old moon appears even for a few moments of that night, that cannot be Rosh Chodesh. You push off until the next to the next night. That's what he says again, that the Laila and Yom, Minach Chodesh, must be of the new moon. V'zusha Amar Abba Abu Avu Adirav Simla. That's what he had said earlier, that in terms of the Soda Ibor, what does that mean, Soda Ibor? Mechashvin es toldaso nolad kodem chatos. If we know that it the new moon, if the new moon was seen, it was born, if you will, it was seen before midnight, biyadua shenira samach l'shkiyatachama. We know for sure that the new moon already existed before sunset, which means that the entire night was all the new moon, it wasn't the old moon. However, lo nolad kodem chatos, if the new moon did not appear before Chatos, rather it appeared after midnight, then biyadua shelo near samlach shkia tachama, that means the new moon was not visible the before shkia. It was the old moon that was still visible at shkia tachama, and therefore that cannot be Rosh Chodesh. Again, if midnight is here, so if you saw it after midnight this way, if you saw the new moon after midnight, that means what was seen sunset was the old moon. Once the old moon is visible sunset, this whole day cannot be Rosh Chodesh. It's still part of the old moon. But if you saw the new moon before midnight, that means Shkia was already, the new moon already existed Shkia time, that means that entire night was of the new moon and the new month. Because we're going to see in just a few moments that there's 6 hours of, look at Rashi to explain all this. So, fine, that's what the Gemara says. So the Mayan Nafkamina, what's a Nafkamina? Who cares? In the end of the day, who cares whether the moon before Chatos, after Chatos, we know that it all depends on what the Edom saw. If the Edom saw, great. If the Edom didn't see, they didn't see. Who cares about how it was born before the moon, Chatos, after Chatos? So Rashi explains here, or the Gemara first says, the Nafkamina is, Amar Rav Ashi, like Chushe, Sade, to contradict the Edom. If you look at Rashi, three medium wide lines down, Lachushe Sade, Im Nolad Acher Chatos, if the new moon was only born, if you will, only visible after midnight, Vamru Ra'inu Chadasha Lefnei Shkia Tachama, and someone said, oh, I saw the new moon already before Shkia, Kedei Lekadsho Hayom, to make today Rosh Chodesh, I Eidei Shekim, they're lying. Because if we know that the reality of science tells us that the new moon is only visible after Chatzos, whatever they saw at Shkia could not have been the new moon. That was still the old moon. That's the cloud. So now the Gemara says further, and this way it's a little trickier even. If those who want, there in the back of the Sifta, you have these books, the pictures, which were not so helpful for me, but maybe if you understand it better, maybe more helpful for you. It tells you how the moon looks, the angle of the sun and the moon and the earth. But here explains the Gemara now halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Amar Rav Nachman, Chof Dalad Sha'i Michse Sira. There are 24 hours where you can't see the moon. So again, we know when the moon gets very, very small, and then it gets to zero, and then it starts small and gets bigger, bigger again. There are 24 hours where you cannot see the moon at all. It's impossible to see the moon. There's no light at all. There's no sun reflecting off the moon. There are 24 hours. Now, depending where you are located in the world, depending where the moon is, it's going to tell us when those 24 hours take place. So Gemara says, Chaf Dalad Sha'i Michse Sira, the 24 hours where the moon is hidden, Lididan, for us in Bavel, Bavel was in the west, so then, rather the east rather, the Bavel in the east, Shis Matika V'tamnei Sarei Mechadasa. So the perspective there, the 6 hours, the last 6 hours of the old, Atika, the old moon, it can't be seen. And then the first 18 hours of the new moon, it can't be seen either. That's 24 hours, but even though the new month has begun, it takes 18 hours till you actually could see it when you're in the east. And Lididu for Eretz Yisrael, who's found in the west relative to Bavel, Lididu, Shish Mechadasa, the first 6 hours they can't see of the new moon, Vitamli Sari Matika, and the last 18 hours of the old moon, they can't see either. So the mind asking, who cares about this? In the end of the day, it all depends on Adis. Who cares about who sees where? And we'll look at Rashi to explain all this in just a second. Amar Rashi, Lachushe Sade. Again, if the person says that they saw an Eretz Yisrael, that they saw the new moon before Shkia, we know it can't be the case because depending on the 18 hours of not seeing the old moon, they could not have seen a moon if it was 18 hours before the new Chodesh. Okay, a bit tricky. So look at Rashi to explain a little bit what's going on here. Rashi says here, look at the five medium wide lines down. Rashi says, Sihara. Samlech lechidusha, milfanav umeacharav, the 24 hours before and after the new moon changes, the new month, he miskase min ha'ayin mitoch kona. It's too small for anybody to see. At 24 hours for everybody. Sheish shalos lefnei achidusha, 6 hours before the new moon, v'sheish shalos le'achar chidusha, and 6 hours after the new moon, it's nelemes mikoladim. Everybody, no matter where you are in the world, you cannot see it. 6 hours before, 6 hours after, that's absolute no matter where you are. The question is, where do you put the other 12 hours of these 24? So now, the Gemara says that kodem lachen ulachem mikan. Before, 6 hours before, and 6 hours after, you cannot see the moon at all. Shtei masrei shals, she b'mizrach, nearis levnei mizrach. Now, 12 hours in the east, it's visible to those who are in the east, in our case, Bavel, v'lo l'bnei ma'arav mito kona, but not for those who are in the west, in Eretz Yisrael. Ukshi ma'arav, but when the moon is in the west, it's nearest Lebnei Marv. It's visible to those in the west, Eretz Yisrael, below Lebnei Mizrach, but not to those who are in the east. So that depending where the moon is found, in the east or the western side, that tells you who it's going to be visible to. V'ili olam lefnei chidusha. Now it's always, before the new moon, it's always Bekeren Mizrachas Dromus. It's always in the eastern part. And li'achri chidusha, and after the new moon now is always Bemarv Dromus. So again, the pictures might help out. So let's say that's east and that's west. So always, when it comes to the old moon, so it always starts off, the west is always going to be, it starts off in the east. The old moon's the east, and then by 2 days later, or the next day, you'll see it in the west, the way the moon moves and the way the earth moves. So it's always there in the east, the end of the month, and the west in the beginning of the new month. So therefore, since it's on the east, by the end of the month, Eretz Yisrael could still see it for 12 hours. Only the last 6 hours they miss it, but it takes 12 hours of the new month for them to see it because it's so far away in Marv. Now, if you're in the west, in Bavel, so you already can't see it in the eastern side, the last 18 hours of the old month, you can't see it because it's in the east. But by the time it comes up on the western side, the new month, where Bavel is in Marv, you could already see it after 6 hours, you could already begin seeing it because it's on the western side. That's what the Gemara is explaining here. So who cares about all this? And the Gemara says, because if someone from Bavel said he saw the month in the east, that it was the wrong moon, we know the reality, it's impossible for him to see it for those 24 hours, depending where you're located, depending where the moon is located. Okay, let's finish off. We'll just do a few more lines now. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, Tzarech Shehe Laila V'yom Minachodesh. So we saw earlier that in order for it to be the new moon, the new month, it has to be that the new moon must be visible for both the night and the day of that potential Rosh Chodesh. But if any part of that night, the old moon is still visible, that cannot be the new Rosh Chodesh. How do you know? Minol. And there's always a pasuk that tells us these halachas. What's the source? And the Gemara says there are two different sources. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, May Erev Ad Erev. It says by the pasuk of, by Yom Kippur, May Erev Ad Erev, from the beginning of the night into the end of the night, we go based on Erev May Erev. That's the drasha, that already from the beginning of Shkia, you cannot have the old moon present for it to be Rosh Chodesh. Rish Lakish Amar, Ad Yom Ha'echad V'esim L'chodesh Be'erev, until the 21st day of Erev, meaning the Erev, the nighttime, begins the next day. Laila is always before Choshech. So my B'nai, what's an Afkimina? Whether we say the night begins in the day, whether you use from Yom Kippur or from the 21st day of Nisan of Pesach, what's the nafkamina? Mar says, no nafkamina. Abai Amar, Mashmaus Darshan, just two different drashas. But then they go Ikam Benayel. But then the Gemara says, there's a nafkamina. Rav Amar, Chatzos Laila Ikam Benayel. There's a nafkamina of midnight. If you look at Rashi to explain what the nafkamina is, and we'll stop with this, Rashi explains here around 10 lines up, Chatzos Laila Ikam Benayel, that man the Yalaf Miyom HaKippurim, the one who learned a drasha, a Me'erev Ad Erev from Yom Kippur, Holech Acher Tchilas HaLaila, Dichsev Me'erev Ad Erev, you go from the beginning of the night, Me'erev Ad Erev, it has to be Tchilas Laila, is when the new moon has to be there. Ulididei, according to him, im niras hayishana, afil betchilas leil shloshim, if you see the old moon, even for a moment, in the beginning of the night of the 30th day, eina chodesh miskadesh biyom shloshim, that day cannot be Rosh Chodesh, because you saw the old moon, you have to wait until the next day, the 31st day, to make it Rosh Chodesh. But the man diyalf mimatzos, the one who learns from matzos, the chag matzos of the 21st day, ein hayom holech acher tchilas laila, does not follow the beginning of the night, sherei mechatzos laila harishon shepesach ad yom ha'echad v'asim achilas matzah rishus. That based on the sugyas of matzah, that's not until chatzos where there's an iser, the mitzvah of eating matzah, so it's not based on the beginning of the night, rather it's based on chatzos, and therefore even though you may have seen the old moon, the beginning of the erev, that's not going to disqualify that day from being Rosh Chodesh, because again, we're learning from Pesach, which Chatzos is really the driving force. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. Hopefully that was